campaigning officially begins for Iran's parliamentary election. 6,229 candidates, including 600 women, are running for 290 parliamentary seats. The voting is scheduled to be held on February the 26th. The Assembly of Experts election will also be held on the same day. A bomb blast has hit a Turkish military convoy in the country's southeast, killing at least 7 security forces. The incident comes only a day after a car bomb blast killed 28 people in Ankara. Turkey has blamed the incident on the Kurdish militants. However, a top PKK member rejected the allegations. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Ankara has evidence which indicates that Syrian Kurds have carried out Wednesday's deadly bomb attack. He said that the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, has helped the Syrians. Erdogan added that 14 people have been arrested in connection with the incident. Iran has strongly condemned a bomb blast in the Turkish capital, Ankara, which left nearly 30 people dead. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jabedi Ansari expressed solidarity with the victims' families, as well as the Turkish government. He said that the incident has once again highlighted the need for a unified global fight against terrorism. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned that escalating military activity in Syria could risk derailing efforts to reconvene peace talks. The UN chief added that as long as some parties pursue the strategy of military victory, there's little hope for bringing the warring parties back to the negotiating table. European leaders are in Brussels for a summit to try to convince Britain to stay in the bloc. London is demanding reforms in several areas in order to stay in the EU. Some East European states are against UK's requests, but Germany argues keeping London in the bloc would be mutually beneficial. The University of Texas has permitted its students to carry guns into classrooms. The move comes months after state lawmakers pass a bill outlawing gun bans at public universities. The president of the university has described the move as the greatest challenge of his career to date. Ugandans are voting in presidential runoff and parliamentary polls. Over 15 million people are voting at some 28,000 polling stations. Presidential candidates need more than 50% of the votes to avoid a second runoff. However, incumbent President Yoweri Museveni is expected to remain in the office for a fifth term.